I'm Alex Nixon from Naturally Blue. My brother and I run this farm of about 10 hectares of blueberries.
10 hectares means blueberries, as far as the eye can see, just about.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I think we've got about 26,000 plants all up. They're spaced at 1 meter and then about 3 meters between the rows. And in this new orchard, there's 16 kilometers of blueberries. So, yeah, there's a bit to get around.
Well, tell me about these plants because, well, this is their time of year. They love it cold, don't they?
Yeah, it hasn't been quite cold enough this year, unfortunately. We've been experiencing berries growing in this time of year, which is not ideal.
Berries actually forming on the bushes.
Yep, that's true. They're not no good to eat though, unfortunately.
So they don't know it's dormant time. They should just lie down and sleep for a month or two.
Yeah, unfortunately, a few more frosts would be handy because any berries that form now are lost for the next year.
Is there anything you can do, or you just have to basically hope that the clouds clear and the cold descends and it turns into an Arctic spot?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's only a small amount, so hopefully it'll make up in the other berries anyway, so.
So tell me about pruning, because electronic pruners?
Nah, just my hand.
Oh, no wonder your hand's looking.
Yeah, it's a little bit sore, but it's all right. Nearly finished now. So we try to keep somewhere between 5 and 10 of the strongest ones, roughly, and clean out the old stumps, really. Just lots of fixing things.
Doesn't stop, does it?
Nah, it never stops, no. Late October, we'll see the flowering, and then January the 15th, generally, we start picking. And nearly always the same every year.
26,000 plants, that's how many pickers to get round.
At this stage, about 40, but eventually it'll be around 100. I mean, these are only 4-year-old plants. So eventually we want to do 100 to 120 tonne. At the moment, we do about 35.
Well, that speaks confidence in your market. Why?
The Australian market's been quite buoyant for the last few years, and we can't see it changing. And hopefully, with the dollar, if we can get the dollar to go down, the Asian market will open back up again. But it's just at the moment the Australian markets take all of our blueberries and it is a lot better than anywhere else, so that's where they go.
Now, tell me how many tons again? 40.
This year, hopefully, we do 40, but I mean, these are only 4-year-old plants, so they take normally to 7 years to get full production, which is a long time, but we're still waiting.
And of course, in the last couple of years, you've gone pretty high tech in terms of your sorting and grading.
Yeah, we installed a BBC packing machine, which is very automated and is really good for production. It can do up to 60 punnets a minute. And the main aspect of it that's really, really useful to us is that it measures the softness of the fruit and it gets the soft ones out, which you can't really do by hand. And then it puts them in the punnet, weighs them, and shuts the lid, and out they come.
Away they go. Lots is going on here. While we've been talking, a whole bunch of logs have been unloaded. Just bird netting or hell netting or.
Yeah, just bird netting. Just having this whole 7 hectares netted in the next few months, but it's permanent structure, so it's a big procedure. It's going to take four guys, I think, 3 to 4 months. And we got through the TGIF fund. They've helped us out with 70 grand toward this total of $220,000 project, which is really good. It'll help us implement other projects earlier, including a new packing shed and a new dam. And it's just nice to know that you've got enough. And as these plants get older, they will need more water. So, yeah.
So, where are the biggest risks in this business for you at the moment? Is it capital? Is it production? You know, this unseasonal warm? Is it market risk? What do you reckon?
Weather. It's definitely weather. We've had 1 year we've been done by the frost. We lost about 70% of our fruit. We've had extreme heat, hail, big winds. Any sort of extremes like that can be really detrimental.
You better have a hotline to the weather gods then, Alex.
Yeah, no, we were on the phone to the weatherman quite frequently, but he can't help us really, so I'm pretty sure it'll be okay. We're getting there. Yeah.
Well, I better let you get back to it. Thank you very much.
No worries, thank you.